Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I was reading this morning in Matthew 11. And, you know, with everything that's going on in the world, I remember where I came from. You know what I'm saying? Without Jesus, it's just impossible to do things fruitfully or productively or, you know, with anything that's going to last. You know what I mean?
Right.
And in Matthew, it says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." He says, "For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I mean, besides, you know, God saving me, and I think about, you know, when I did give my life to the Lord, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen a yoke. You know, a yoke is huge. I mean, it's just this big wooden metal contraption that hangs around these animals on the back of their necks. And right. Usually it's a pair of oxen or whatever. And they drag this thing behind them that, you know, tears up land or drags equipment or whatever. And it's just this massive thing. When you think about a yoke, you know, it's so heavy. You know, think about the yoke that's on us before we give our lives to the Lord. It's just this huge weight of sin. I remember when I gave my life to the Lord, it was almost something like this 5,000-pound weight came off my shoulders. I don't know if you had that same experience. It was just like I just felt lighter and just everything was brighter. The grass was greener. The sky was blue. You know what I'm saying? It's just that's that yoke he was talking about, that you know, the sin and, you know, the burdens and the cares of this world. And all of a sudden, it's just gone. And that just that really paints a perfect picture of what that yoke he's talking about. But then he says, you know, but you need to take my yoke.
Yeah. He also say about that, you know, that yoke that we carry, it's our attempts outside of knowing God to be God. Exactly. That thing is crushing us and destroying us because we're trying to live a life separate from God. Leonard Ravenhill said the greatest sin, people were talking about adultery, the greatest sin is not adultery. He said the greatest sin is somebody attempting to live their life apart from God. That's the greatest sin.
Exactly.
You know, let's get real, and you have this burden, this thing that's crushing you down, and all this sin, you're carrying a heavy yoke. I mean, that's so good what you're saying.
Yeah. And when he puts that yoke, his yoke on us, it's not that he's doing everything for us. It's a partnership. You think about, there's two oxen under the yoke. There's two of them working together.
Yeah.
But it's not going to crush us when we allow him to help us carry it. You know, he's the one leading, you know what I'm saying? He's the one holding all the weight. But then there's that times when we get so confident in our own abilities, all of a sudden, you know, we got this thing figured out now, you know, things are happening, things are green. We start looking at our armor and,
right,
you know what I'm saying? We forgot, there was that part where he said, where I'm humble and I'm you know, we forgot to look, do what he did.
Yeah.
And then he'll just take his finger off of it for a minute and we were like crushed.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, God.
Yeah. What was started in the spirit.
Now we're trying to fulfill in the flesh.
Exactly.
That's right.
So it's so important not to take off his yoke.
That's right.
Not to try to run ahead of God and, you know, think that we can do it on our own, which is impossible. Like you were just saying. It's just ludicrous to think that we can do this on our own. And it's just amazing, you know, what God's done in our lives, the things that he's allowed us to do for him.
Yeah, it's so totally amazing. It's so totally amazing. And I think about that yoke, you know, the whole idea for the yoke, it's what the Bible says, don't be unequally yoked. Don't be unequally yoked.
Oh, that's right.
You know what I mean? Right. And the thing about it is that if you have two cows yoked, this contraption on one neck, and then it's on the other cow, let's say, they're supposed to be moving together at an equal pace.
Right, exactly.
So that they can, normally they're dragging some sort of, you know, what do you call those?
Like
trial or something. So they can dig up the ground, so they can, you know, make the ground.
They till up the soil,
They till up the soil, that's what I'm trying to say. But if you have one ox that's too strong, then what happens is that that one ox overpowers the light ox, and you're not, they're not going in straight circles. They're they're crisscrossing all over the place, going around in circles. They're not going straight. They're just going where the strong ox takes them, because the other one's not able to keep it moving at an equal pace. And and so you can be carrying a heavy yoke of yourself. You can be yoked with somebody else who's going the wrong way. It's like, this is going nowhere real fast. You know, I've been on that yoke cycle. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this is misery. This is misery, you know? And it wasn't until I found the Lord, I realized that this is not meant to be. This was not meant to be. I'm amazed at how many, and I look back on my life, what was I doing? Trying to attempt to live a life apart from God is insanity. And that's why people are crashing, they're burning, they're heavily medicated.
Oh my God.
Doing all sorts of stuff, because you weren't designed to be God. You weren't designed to be God. God is God.
Exactly. We're not God. We weren't meant to carry all this.
Yes.
It wasn't as, I mean, that's why we're so ate up with cancers and diseases, and they got a pill for everything. Because we're so messed up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to do things in our own flesh.
Yeah.
And therefore, it wreaks havoc on our bodies.
Yeah. But the Lord gives an invitation. I love what you said. He gives an invitation. He says, take my yoke. Take my way. You know, put this on you. A yoke has to be put on. You know, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I mean, we can stop right there. You know what I'm saying? God wants to teach us. He wants us. Jesus lived this perfect life, and he has given us every single thing we need to live godly. Right? Okay. He's blessed us in the spiritual realm with every blessing, right?
That's right.
God has equipped us. He has empowered us. He's given us his word, his Holy Spirit, right? He's he gives us opportunity to commune and speak with him and pray, right?
That's right.
The power of God, the blessing of the Lord, the grace of God, we have everything that we need. He says, come, it's an invitation. Come, take my yoke. This is a partnership. Come be with me. Take that thing off of you. And learn from me. And that's an invitation that we should all take. He says, listen, I'm gentle. I'll be easy with you.
Yeah.
You know, my perception of God when I didn't know him.
Yeah.
Was that he was had a big ruler. Yeah. And he was looking to spank my hand every time that, you know, I messed up.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got to be real with this and. You know, part of my story was just that, listen, I was away from God in my college years, and probably, I'm sure before that, but definitely my college years, and I didn't know God. I had a form of godliness, but I just didn't know him. And I remember my mom trying to talk to me about the Lord, and I was so far away from God. That's how you can be darkened in your understanding, blinded. I was so far away that I'd say, your God doesn't want me, because everything that I want to do is sin.
That's right.
And we don't, and you know, we don't gel, and he's just going to put, you know, I didn't know God, but God gives an invitation. He gives an invitation because he's gentle and he's humble in heart, that we can find rest for our souls.
Right.
And that's exactly what I needed. That's what you needed. It's what we all need.
We all need it.
Our souls are just maxed out. I mean, and that burden is so crushing that the only relief, the real relief that we could ever have is when we actually come to the Lord and say, God, I'm ready. I'm ready to get this off of me. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this. If you're listening today and you're tired of dragging that yoke, you're tired of the sin, you're tired of just being crushed by everything that's happening, and you don't know God, and you don't, let me tell you, take God's yoke today. Get the invitation. Receive what the Lord has for you and accept him into your heart and begin this wonderful journey with the Lord.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.